Spoliation of evidence is, you may have heard it, it's used in a civil case, it's used in criminal terms, mostly in civil cases. And so let's say we have a car that rolled over and we're making a products liability claim on the airbags that didn't go off, or a seatbelt didn't restrain when the car rolled over. You have to preserve the evidence. Whoever has that car has to preserve it so that it can be tested by experts and that it can be shown in court. And you have to show a chain of custody of who had it and where it ended up. And if somebody was to disrupt that airbag and pull it out and throw it on the ground, or throw it away, or send the car off and get it smashed into metal, or have their experts do testing and cut the seatbelt, that spoils the evidence. And so if somebody spoils evidence, there's a spoliation of evidence claim, and there could be a spoliation of evidence charge given to the jury, which means that the judge will charge the jury that this party disrupted this chain of evidence and spoiled either the seatbelt or the seat or the tire or something that's at issue. And that the reason they did that is that it was probably adverse to them to leave it in its current state. And so if you get a spoliation of evidence charge, you can be damn sure that the jury's going to infer that there was a negative connotation on why you ruined that piece of evidence.